He has a name. And this wicked world is going to, it's going to pay for his rejection. And that's the truth. He's a mighty king. And you honor the king when he comes. When he comes, he wants to be honored. He wants his name to be heralded aloud. And every man shall know his name. Every name. I was looking other day at a site. It was a Chinese site. And the only thing I could understand was the name. Yahweh. Yahweh. For that is his name in China. In the Philippines. In Haiti. It is the same. It never changes. Molech never changes. You can go to any book, any other type of translation of scripture, because they have no word problem in the language to say Molech. So they must put it that way, Molech. There's no word in the English language to describe Yahweh, but what it is, Yahweh. There's only one word that describes him, that's his name. No other word. Look quickly here. 1 Corinthians chapter 8. 1 Corinthians chapter 8. Now, either this is the truth or a lie. Shavu says, as concerning therefore the eating of those things that are offered, 1 Corinthians 8:4, as concerning therefore the eating of those things that are offered in sacrifice unto idols, listen to this. We know that an idol is nothing in the world, and that there is none other Yahweh but one, or mighty one but one. Is that what he says? One. One now. One. Now that, is that what he says? Are we that ignorant? Listen, saints. Look at that closely. It says, there's only one mighty one. But how many? One. But look at the next verse. For though there be that are called gods, whether in heaven or in earth, as there be gods, how many? There be gods what? And how many lords? So there are many gods and many lords. And so if this mighty one is one, then what is he? Is he a god? All gods are dogs, and I don't take that back. He's the mighty one. What does it say in the KJV on that verse there? There be none other. In verse 4. Corinthians 8:4. The latter part of that. What does it say? Anyone has a KJV? See, none other god but one. And yet he says, now that's spelled with a capital G. And yet when it comes down to, but then he says that none other God but one. And yet he says, gods there are many, and lords there are many. Now either that's a contradictory or it's the truth. Yahweh is not a god. And the translation of him as a god is totally erroneous and wrong. It's not him. The mighty El. He's the mighty one. And that has to be a contradiction of statement. Now, this is not what I want to show you as far as there are things in Scripture that we can see that there could be an error there. I want to show you now. That's not it. All right? I'm just showing you that. He said, but to us there is but one. And that one is Yahweh, the Father of whom are all things, and we in him, and one hope, and that is Yahshua, Messiah, by whom all things, and we by him. There's only one. There's only one mighty El. There's only one Redeemer. There's only one hope. And the redemption plan of Yahweh. And that's Messiah. It is not in the name of Molech, Molcom, gods, lords. There are many lords. And there are many gods. The Lord of the Philistines. You tell me that's the same. You say, well, the name for Lord Jesus is spelled with a capital. That's ignorant, saints. You can say what you want to. You can walk in your blindness all you want to. But it's wrong. If the lords of the Philistines and the priests of Jupiter, Yahweh gave his, that word or that expression, a perfect identity. It's the Quran. The Quran. That's what they were. And these pagan things, when you go to any language, hear this, saints. If you go to a language and you want to identify, you say God. And so the language may be a people that their idioms as far as God is, it deals with trees and stones and dogs and creeping things. And says God, I mean, when you worship God, oh, yeah, I tell you. And so they will identify with what they worship as to translate that and to associate that with any kind of worship of any God or Yahweh. It can't be that way. It must be the language that he wrote it in. It has to be. That's why we must give time to studying and seeking him. I said to Deacon Bitter, I can see why Yahweh intended for man not to be cumbered down with the cares of this life in this world, that he would have apt time to study, not whereby he is so carried away and laboring and working to feed his family, but he have apt time to study. And that's what he wants. Time to sleep, a little work, and a time to study the scriptures and to know the truth of the scriptures. The world doesn't give you that. It beats you. It keeps you away from truth. And that's what the world does. We're in the world, but we ought not to be of the world. We ought not to be of the same spirit. Any man that loves the world and the love of the Father is not in him. Any man that has an aspiration to be rich, to have things, any woman, then the love of Yahweh is not in him. For all is in the world is the love of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And these things are not of Yahweh. And if any man has these things in him, he is not of the Father. And that's the only thing that the world offers you. You can say what you want to. It doesn't offer you any spiritual guidance. None whatsoever. I want to move quickly because I want to close out here early. Scripture says, Deuteronomy chapter 32. Deuteronomy 32 verse 16. The people they provoked Yahweh to jealousy with strange gods. Is that what it says? Deuteronomy 32:16. And they provoked him to jealousy with strange gods. With abominations provoked they him to great anger. Him to anger. They sacrificed unto what?
Devil.
Unto devils, demons and powers. And not to who? No, it says in that, does it say God there, El? It says El there, doesn't it? Does it say El in your text? It says God? See, they say, isn't that amazing? Because they sacrificed to devils, not to God, to gods whom they didn't know. Now, what God? Now, I mean, you would think that we should understand who they did not sacrifice to. It should be El, the mighty one, Yahweh. They did not sacrifice, not to Yahweh, to gods whom they knew not, to new gods that came newly up, whom your fathers feared not. Now, that's what is happening in this generation. We've had new gods to come up. There are all kinds of new gods, saints. And don't think that they're, you know, the periphery of gods have stopped. Because it hasn't stopped. And we think, well, there are no new gods. There are new gods every day that are coming up. Their powers, their demons. They're the spirit of Beelzebub. Baal. It says in verse 18, of the rock that begot thee, thou art unmindful. And you have forgotten Yahweh that formed thee. Now they have forgotten the one that formed them, that begot them out of the bondage. And yet they sacrifice to devils. Is that word devil the same in the old as it is in the new? Is it spelled the same? It is the same. And yet the Father's name is not spelled the same. Not spelled the same. It's not even there, period. It can't be found. Somewhere the questions must be asked. If you ask these lying preachers, well, brother, well, you know the Lord. He is God. He is the Lord. Sir, that's a title. But to him, that's, you know, he's God. Well, sir, that's a title. God is not a name. Is that a name? It's a title. Lord is not a name. It is a title, no more than Father. Brother Sean is his Father, but Brother Sean has a name. His name is Sean. So the name God is not a name. It is a title. Give it unto the one that you worship. Now, who is the one that you worship? That's what it's given unto. It is a title. El is not his name. It is a title. It is a manifestation or a characteristic of whom he is. Mighty one. Elohim is not a name, it is a title. Of the rock that brought you forth, you are unmindful of him. This generation is unmindful of Yahweh. They're mindful of every kind of wicked thing it is, but Yahweh, they're very unmindful. He doesn't want to hear his name. That's sad. I want to know the one's name that sent the hope to redeem me from hell. Was Messiah sent? Was he sent? So somebody had to send him, Sister Horn. Is that right? Then what is the name of the one that sent him? You tell me you come in the power of this mighty one. Tell me his name then. That would be the first person question I would ask. I've been sent by God. What God? Sure is right, brother. Tell me who sent you. Religion doesn't want to ask those questions because it's afraid of it. It's afraid of it. Folks are afraid to ask those questions because they show them how shallow they are, and they know they'll have to come up, and they don't want to do that. I love the Lord. No, I love your way. I will not use those pagan expressions to identify my Father. He is not Lord. Now, when you have the Lord of the Philistines, now, how can he be? His name is greater than that. And that is the truth. Look at this quickly, Judges 2:19. Judges chapter 2, verse 19. I want to move quickly. Judges 2:19. And it came to pass when the judge was dead. Isn't that so today? When the judge was dead, that they returned and corrupted themselves more than their fathers. And they following other gods to serve them and to bow down unto them. And they cease not from their own doings nor from their stubborn ways. When one is stubborn when it comes to the truth, because they're bowed down to other gods. When the judges were dead, Samson, Jephthah, and all of those judges, they returned back and worshiped gods and strange deities of hell. And that's what has happened today. Because men don't stand with any unction of truth and power. They're afraid of the faces of the people. They're afraid because their lifestyles are so extravagant. They need them to sustain that. I don't need it. I've watched them leave and take their monies. And your way has blessed this house. He adds more. He gives more. He gives us land. He gives us houses. Sure he does. Nothing stops. Nothing. And they go to the dogs and the dogs eat on their bones. That's what happens. Say what you will. Say what you want. They give their sons, their wives, their daughters over to darkness. To serve darkness. I don't want to give my son to that. I don't want to give my wife to the world and let the world control her. Come to work at 8 o'clock. I don't care if your baby's sick. You better get here. I wouldn't want to give my wife to that. What kind of man would do that when he comes to any knowledge of truth? Well, that does what it means. You can do that. Lies. The weak. We turn back into the weak and beggary elements of the world. I won't do it. I won't do it. And that is the truth. Quickly, Judges 6, verse 10. Judges chapter 6, verse 10. Judges 6, verse 10. And I said unto you, not I am Lord, I am Yahweh, your Elohim, or your Father. Fear not the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell, but ye have not obeyed my voice. He told them there were gods in the land that they were dwelling with. The gods of the Amorites. He told them who he was. No, not that I am God. I am Yahweh, your Father, your Elohim, your Mighty One. I am the Mighty One of oaths and covenants. When I tell you something, you can believe it. That's what he said to them. I believe it too. In the 10th chapter of the book of Judges, 6 verse, Judges 10, 6. Don't get weary, saints. Judges 10:6. And the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of Yahweh. And they served who? It tells you who they serve? Does it tell you who they serve? Now, who do we serve then? If it tells you who they serve, we serve Jesus. No, I don't serve Jesus. The name is wrong. And they serve Balaam and who? It tells you what gods they serve. And the gods, is that plural or singular? Of who? Assyria, and the gods of Zidonia, and the gods of Moab. My, what God is right? And the gods of the children of Ammon, and the gods of the Philistines, and they forsook your way and served him not. Ooh, they had a plethora of gods, didn't they? They had a plethora of gods. And that's what people serve today, gods. Gods of their bellies, their hatred, their lusts. That's right, Brother Aaron. They serve their own gods. Now all these gods have names, and they knew the names of these gods, and yet the Father's name is not found. It's there. Taking the word God and replace his name with God and Lord is wrong. It's not right. Back to 1 Samuel chapter 7. Samuel chapter 7 verse 3. Samuel 7 3. And Samuel spoke unto all the house of Israel, saying, if you do return unto Yahweh with all your heart. 1 Samuel 7:3. You must return to him with all your heart. And then put away the strange gods. So you got to put away the strange gods, the pagan gods. And Ashtaroth from among you, and prepare your heart unto Yahweh. Now, if he identified the God they were serving, was he identified? You think he's going to identify himself? You think he's going to exalt the God's name over his name? That common sense tell you that, Sister Rivanda. Come on, Brother Yosef, just common sense. Just reading that with just a common analogy, you will see, why would he do that? Is the name of Ashtaroth more important than the name of Yahweh or the one that is speaking? If one is speaking unto them, they must know who's speaking unto them. And if Samuel was a prophet, and that was the prophets of Baal, then who was Samuel? He was a prophet of who? And if Elijah was a prophet of the prophets of Baal, came up against Elijah, then what prophet was Elijah? Who was he serving? The ignorance of the mindset of man. He has identified, quote, his God, unquote. And they called upon their gods, didn't they? Call upon Baal, and he called upon the mighty one. He said, I'm going to call upon Yahweh. Because he's faithful in all of his oaths and covenant. And he called upon him. That's who he called upon. He called him by name. And if the name Baal hasn't changed from the old to the new, then the name of the Father hasn't changed either, my friend. He said, you serve Yahweh only. If you do these things, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. Verse 4. And the children of Israel did put away Balaam and Ashtaroth, and they served Yahweh only. Now, who was the one they served? They served God only? He identified who they were serving gods, didn't he? So it had to identify who they serve. They serve Yahweh's saints. That's his name. His name is Yahweh's son. That's his name. That's his name, Brother Dave. Yahweh. That's his name. I want to look at this quickly because I want to show you something just before I close. In 2 Kings chapter 17, verse 29. 2 Kings, verse 17, verse 29. It says, howbeit every nation, did it say some nation or few nation? How many nation? Is America a nation? You got people within in America, they're a nation. You individually is a nation. It says, howbeit every nation made gods of their own. And that's what we have done. Jesus to white folks is different than Jesus to black folks. Jesus with the Messianic is different than the Jesus of the Armenians. Jesus of the German is different than the Jesus of the Chinese. There's only one mighty one. And he is the same whether you're black, white, brown, makes no difference at all. And so they made their own gods, and they put them in what? In the houses now. Now, if they put their gods in the houses, should not the name of Yahweh be in his house? And they put them in the houses of the where? High places. Which the Samaritans had made every nation in their cities wherein they dwell. And it says in verse 30, and the men of Babylon made Sukothbina, that's their god now, and the men of Kuth made Nergal, and the men of Hamath made Ashimah, god of Hamath. They all made their own gods, and you notice they all had names. All of these gods had names. What is the one? If Yahweh is a god, or the one you serve, what is his name? We must identify him by name. They had to know who they were serving. They were from different countries, different states. They were different ethnicity, different people. And they all had their God. No, my God is Sukothbinoth. That's my God. My God is the men of Babylon made Sukobina. That's their God. And the men of Kuth made Nergal. They made their own God. And the men of Hamath, they made Ashimah, god of Hamath. That they all made their own god, saints. Now, who is the one that you say you know? Who is this one? No, don't tell me it's Jesus, because he was the Word made flesh. Now, who is the one that made him flesh then? Now, tell me that answer. Who was the one that put the seed of him in the virgin body of Miriam? Now, I want to know that one. I want to know that mighty one that did that. We can sit here all ignorant all we want to and say, no, that's the truth, saints. In the 31st verse, it says, and the Avites made Nimhash and Tartak, and the Sohavites burned their children in the fire of Adrimelech and Anamelech, the gods of the Sepharvaim. There. You see all the gods that they had? And they're all of gods. Prince of Nimhaz is the baker, is the god, is the god of a fig of a dog. You can find this in any encyclopedia. That's what it is, the god of a dog. And that's what they're all, they're just like dogs. They're all going back to their own vomit because this is the god. Don't take these gods have just totally just removed themselves from the picture because they're not. When a man finds himself just like a dog, he goes back like a dog to his own vomit. It's because he's given his heart to the spirit. He's serving this god. These gods have not just poof, steel in the mist. They are. And Tartak, it was the, he is the prince of darkness. He has the form of an ass. It's found in any encyclopedia. He has the form of an ass. And that's what they turn into. They're fools. They're asses. They're burdened down with the world and the cares of the world. That's what they exact of them. I want to know the one that sent the hope for me. I want to know that one. Because if I don't know him, then that hope that he sent for me, I have no certainty of that hope. I can't have faith in it. I want to know the one that sent him. So we must know the Father. That's why the Son did not come to take honor away from the Father's name. He said the Father seeks such to worship him in spirit and in truth. These are gods, and Scripture talks about them. And there are many gods. I want to close with this. Yahweh says in Isaiah 42:8, listen. He says, I am Yahweh, and that is my name. And my honor will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. He will not give his honor to another. Isaiah 48:10, behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. For my own sake, he said, Israel, even for my own sake will I do it. For how shall my name be polluted? I will not give my honor unto another. I will not give my name. I will not give my precious name and honor my name unto another. Malachi 2:2. If ye will not hear, and if ye will not lay it to heart to give honor to my name, saith Yahweh of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you. I will curse your blessings, and I have cursed them already because you do not lay it to heart. It's either the truth or it's a lie. They say you're cursed because you don't pay your tithes. When a man will not honor the name of the Father, when he comes to that knowledge, he's a cursed man. You must honor his name. His name has not changed. If Balaam's name never changed from the old to the new, then how did the Father's name change? It's not so. He has a name, and it's a beautiful, precious name. And his name will never change. May Yahweh help you tonight. Give you the strength. May the words tonight bless your heart. You take the scriptures and you go back over them. And show me where I'm wrong. I have no compunction with that. Bring that, Brother Jason. I want to share this with you before we dismiss tonight. Give me that copy and make sure everybody gets a copy of that, especially the adults. I'm not worried about the little ones. I want to show you something in Scripture now. Don't fight me. You go to the book and you search it out. This is from the Scripture. Give everybody. When you all give, put some on that side, let them pass it back. Now, I want you to explain this to me if you all can. You take this home, and I want you all to look over this on the weekend. To Shabbat. Maybe you could find things in Scripture to clarify this in a better way to me, for me. All right? I don't understand it. Maybe y'all can help me. Pass them on back. Give everybody one. Everybody get one. All right? Now, this is the Scripture now. This is in the book you have in your hand. Now, I want you to all take these Scriptures and look at them. All right? These are the counts. They're expressed the same, just different books. All right? It's either that one did not know what they were saying, or the mistakes were made, all right? Or the error is there. Now, I want you to explain this to me. Now, I'm going to show you all. I'm going to teach on this, all right? I have no apologetics for it. But I want you all to see this. It says here in 2 Kings. You all can see that, don't you? Now, you can go to your text and read it. 2 Kings. Now, look what it says. 2 Kings in the first scripture. It says 2 Kings. Jehoiakim. It says, look, he was what? It says what now? 18 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned in Jerusalem 3 months, and his mother's name was Nehushtan, the daughter of Elnathan of Jerusalem. Now the count in 2 Chronicles says this. Jehoiakim was what?
8 years.
How?
8 years.
8 years old when he what?
Yes.
Now which account is right? The same thing now. Which account? Now, I know that some of you all are not ready for this, but you always say you show the people. I know that some of you all, because you're so childish, even some of you adults, you're still childish. Now that's what it says there. It says he was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 3 months and 10 days in Jerusalem, and he did that which was evil in the sight of Almighty Yahweh. It says the same thing. It says the same thing. Same account there now. It says in one place he was 18 years old when he began to reign, and other places say it was 8 years. Could not something have been left out right there? Or something subtracted? Let's go a little farther. Matthew's. In the next verse, it says Matthew's 1 and 16. It says, and Jacob begot Joseph, the husband of whom? Of whom was born Yeshua, who is called the Messiah. That's what it says, right? Now Luke 3 and 23 says, and Yeshua himself began to be about 30 years old of age, being as was supposed the son of Joseph. That's what it says. Which was the son of who? Heli. Now the meaning of Joseph and Heli is two different meanings. Now that's what it says in scripture. You just don't see things. If you get you a good scripture where you run cross reference, when you look at things, you see things like that. Then this ought to make you ask the question now. Now which one is he? Which daddy was he of Joseph? Which one is his father? I know you get quiet because we are lazy, trifless people. We're lazy. You rather hunt, lift weights, play ball. You rather do everything than to study scripture. And then when you see something like that, you got to scratch your head because you haven't given time unto your way. It's either in here or it's not. It's in the book in your hand. It's not something I put there. The KJV has been... It has been revived 10 times. You would think little errors like this, they would catch little things like this. Now I know the apologetics got something to say for this. Okay, look at the next one I have there. 2 Kings 8:26. It says, 2 and 20 years old was Ahaziah when he began to reign. And he reigned 1 year in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Athaliah, the daughter of Omri, king of Israel. Now it says in 2 Chronicles 22:2. 42 years old when Ahaziah, he began to reign. He reigned 1 year in Jerusalem. And his mother's name also, same thing there. The daughter of Omri. Now how old was it? Anything that Yahweh, anything the man put his hands to, believe me, he's going to mess up. We need the spirit of Yahweh, saints. I'm telling you, this trash we call spirit, it ain't the spirit of Yahweh. Because the spirit of Yahweh will lead you to desire the truth. When that spirit in you leads you to everything but spending time with him, it is not your, I don't care what you say. Okay, let's go on down to 1 Kings now. See, I can show you things in the scripture because I know, I was researching, I look at things, I've seen them. It's there. 1 Kings, the next little thing of scriptures. It says, and Solomon had 40, what? 1,000 stalls of horses for his chariots and 12,000 what? Now in 2 Chronicles it said, and Solomon had what? Which one is it, 40 or 4,000? Stalls for what? His horsemen and chariots. And 12,000 horsemen, and whom he bestowed in his chariot cities, and with the king of Jerusalem. Now, which one is it, 40,000? We need the spirit today, saints. We must be led by the spirit of Yahweh. Look at the next scriptures. It says now, and it was the handbreadth thick, and the brim thereof was wrought like the brim of the cup and flowers of lily. And it contained 2,000 bears. And the thickness of it in 2 Chronicles 4 and 5, the thickness of it was a handbreadth. And the brim was like the work of the brim of a cup. And the flowers of lily. And it received how many? 3,000 bears. Now which one is it? You say, well, Pastor Roberts, these are just numbers. Now, if man has taken numbers, he didn't record them right. Then what else he didn't record right? Some of y'all get a little word. I don't get a little word about that. I know what's taking place. Yahweh wants to show you your ignorance. And show you haven't spent time in scripture. You don't spend time in scripture. And that's why we're going to need a man that is after Yahweh's heart that will lead us and show us the truth. He has a name. And so if man, if it's just something that minuscule and that small is not denoted right, then what else is not, what could be denoted wrong? That's why we need the Spirit of Yahweh. You can look at that any way you want. It's the same count. You can run reference. If you got a reference scripture, it will show you, it will take you right to every one of those accounts. I have 15, 20 different scriptures over there. I have all kinds. And I look at them all. I study them all. I look at them all. And I search it. I research it out to the tilt. I do. I do, saint. I said, they're all they know my boast. And I thank Yahweh for the brothers to bless me to do that. I do, brothers. I bless you all. I bless you, sisters. I thank you for that. I do. I don't sit there and sleep, but I sit there and study all day long, writing and stuff, all day, all day. All day. I bless you, brothers, the labor. I bless you for that. I bless you. I truly do. I bless you. I thank you, sister, for you. Oh, I bless you for that. I do. But I see things like that. You see, there are a lot of things I don't tell you, saints, because I know some of you all are weak and some of you all will stumble. You give a reason for yourself to say, well, see, because you're weak. You're weak. That's why there were many that rejected his name, because they were weak. They were weak. And the ones that I thought were strong, they were the weaker ones. The ones that I thought that were weak, they were the strong ones. And that's the truth. I want you all to see that. And you all take that and you look over there. Go to your scripture, your KJV. It's say the same thing in there. Ain't no different. Now, which one of the accounts is right? Which one? All scripture. See, all scripture is given by Yahweh's inspiration. But the word scripture, we must know what is scripture. And what is not scripture. That's why you need men that are filled with the Spirit. These fools today, they're fools. You know, I was thinking today before, I said, you know what, all things, any of you brothers here, with the little knowledge you have, with the knowledge you have, you go to any whorehouse, and they'll make any of you all deacons and pastors, and they'll make you preachers. They will. Yes, sir. First of all, though, preacher probably would be afraid of you. He would be intimidated with what you know. And he wouldn't give you but so much lead, but he would, they would put you up. They would. And that's the truth. That's why we got to search the scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life. And you're the ones that testify of him. And that's the truth. And Yahweh going to break all of you in the bubbles that you're going to depend on him. And you're going to truly be led by him. Not by your wicked mammy, your wicked grandpappy. Not by your wicked traditions. That grieves his heart because you place a God before him. He wants to lead his house. He wants to do that. You can say what you want to. Those are numeric. Those are things that you can identify. You can brush your bubble all you want to. Intend to brush your bubble because it's based on falseness. He based everything on truth. He wants you to know the truth. And the truth makes you free from these traditions and lies of men. I was reading the other day how the King James... brothers and sisters, I've got to tell you, you ought to take them books and computers in your house and stop using them for the ignorance and to purport flesh. And use them to cause that old thing right there to scratch. That's what I use it for. Yeah, I use it for that thing. Instead of using it for some foolishness and folly. You're going to die in your wickedness doing that. No, the only thing I have is dictionaries. 1836, Webster. I got all kinds of dictionaries. I like the Oxford. I use all kinds of dictionaries. I search words out the etymology. I search. I do things. I look. I want to know. No, I don't want the knowledge of those things. I want to know. I want to know what my father is saying. I want to know what he's saying. I want to know if this is what he is saying. Now, you cannot take. You must have the oneness of scripture. You must have the Torah with the new covenant. You can't separate them. And that's what this wicked world has done. That's why they say, well, Shaul and Peter, they kept the first day of Elias. They kept the Shabbat. They kept the feast days. They kept all of that. The pagans. It is the pagan sun worship. It is the Roman worship. The sun first day is the worship. Every day of the week is named after God. Every month is named after a God. And yet we know the name of those gods in this Babylonian Roman calendar system. But when it comes to our Father, we don't even know his name. No, that's ignorance. I did that to stir up your minds, to make you ponder something, to show you how ignorant we are. That's why I did that tonight. Now we say, don't spare them. That's what he said. Sure he did. The weak ones are going to fall. That's what they're going to do. You see, the strength of a weak man is to just say, I'm strong. I let Yahweh bless his heart and bear him up. That's why this time we're going to need preachers and holy men. We shall all a holy man. He was a holy man. And he didn't lead the folks wrong. Kephar Peter didn't lead the folks wrong. Bartholomew. They didn't lead the people wrong. They didn't. Now, I've never shared little simple stuff like this without a lot of stuff I can share. I just don't. I've shared with brother like Dickie Bennett, but I would share with the mass of you folks. I know how you are. I know how the mindset is. But he always said, just show them that tonight now. Give you something to think of. You go and search it. Look at it. Look at it any way you want to. Which one is right? I'll tell you what is right. I won't tell you tonight, but I'll tell you what is right. You want me to tell you tonight, Sister Dean? Do you? I'll give you something to chew on for tonight. I'll tell you what is right. Hallelujah. I'll tell you, Sister Juan. I'll tell you, brother. I'll tell you. Not tonight, but I'll tell you what is right. I will. About a charlatan, sister. I'm not a liar. I'm not a deceiver. That I'm not. And I'm not a fool. No. I'm not. I may be simple-minded. I want to be open-minded. But I'm not a fool. I'm not. I know one thing for sure. You're going to have to study that thing you got in your hand. You study the sin. You study the lie. You study to act foolish. You study to do everything. But when it comes to that, you don't do it. Then what a matter, you always show yourself like that. These fools out here call themselves preachers. They don't even know what's in the book. All they want is a hop and a jump. Get the tambourines going. Shaka dum bum 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 bum. That's all they want. You give them that on Sunday morning, get them all sweaty and hot. You go to the Lutheran assembly, they all quiet and morbid. Shh. Just give them that. That's all they want. This generation doesn't want truth. They don't want no one to confront them face on and show them how shallow we are. We don't want that. No, I have no doubt in Scripture. I know all Scripture. I know all Scripture. Do you all hear me? All Scripture. Do you hear me? All Scripture. Do you hear me? I don't think you do. All Scripture. All Scripture. It's given by the inspiration of Almighty Yahweh. All Scripture now. All Scripture. Scripture is. You know, I get upset with my wife when I'm studying and she don't even want to come in the house. I don't want to make no noise. I don't want around me. I got that time for no give me no kiss and no play get away woman. Sure I am. I become very tenacious. I become like a rabid dog. I'm telling you the truth. Get away. Don't break my thought, my train of concentration here. I got something. I'm looking at some woman. Don't come. Don't do that to me. Get away. Leave me alone. I mean it. And I respond like that too. Go on, woman. Got time for that. This is more important than that. That's how I respond to. You close the door. Shut the door. Leave me alone. Get away. Sure I do. There are things that I can show you, but I won't show many of y'all because even that's caused some of y'all to stumble. It doesn't cause me to stumble. Just what other causes do is to give our hearts to the Father. Show me the way. Set your affection on Him. Help me, Father. That's why you got to know who you're praying to. That's why my son said, you pray, my Father, which are in heaven. Have our Father. Have our Yahweh. And He'll answer you. You got to know who you're praying to this hour. Sure. And so what you're always doing this hour, He's showing us things that He's showing us. All these things He's showing me, He reveals to me. He shows me in Scripture. You get a good text. I don't know. I don't see any good text in here. You all don't have no good. You know, I got that big old Scripture I use. It's the King James, but it costs $120. And folks here, they say, well, that sure is a big book there. I said, I know it is. But that's what it costs. But it's a good reference. It takes you, it'll show you what Scriptures that correlate with that Scripture. That's what it does. It say a word, it show you other Scriptures through the Old Testament. It won't show you every Scripture, but it'll show you. And I do have on my computer, I can look at every Scripture that correlate with every Scripture. Every last one of them. Every last one. I can look at all the Scriptures like I was showing you today, the love of Yahweh. Then I can just go and look that up in the Greek lexicon, love, His love, how it's enunciated. And then I click on that top line and it shows me every Scripture that just deal with His love. And it's all enunciated the same. And I can sit there and read them all. And I sit sometimes and read 200 or 300 Scriptures at a time. You ought to remember them all, but I do remember them. I'd rather do that than fill my mind with foolishness. Father, I'd rather do that. I don't know how to express to Him I love Him. The only way I can show Him is to keep His commandments. It's true. Obey Him. You all take them verses and look at them. Maybe they make you scratch your head and you come back with the answer to me. I'll tell you the answer. But you scratch your head and come back with the answer. All right? See, the world, there are wicked folks in the world would take that and say, well, see, they'll explain that to me. And you can't explain it. No, you can't. Then what you say? The things I showed Deacon Benny long ago, he said, man, Pastor Bob, I know this was there. No, everybody's not ready for it. Everybody's not. Everybody's not. But you always compel my heart tonight for that. Not to destroy it, but to make you call upon Him. And if you began to rely upon the Father, know who you call upon. You better begin to do that, saints. You better begin to put your trust in Him. I'm telling you, not in your houses, your land, your things, all of it's going to fail. It's coming down to the ground. I'm telling you, it's coming down. It's coming down, down, down. It's coming down. You need a little quiet time like that with the Father. I'm telling you all, brothers, I love you enough to tell you all that. You need that, sisters. This world is coming down. And get what men say. It's going to come down because it is a world that has forsaken the truth of Yahweh. No love for Him. None whatsoever. None whatsoever. When man began to take things, as Shaul said, we're not like, not a few. He said, we're not like many that corrupt the word. And there are many that corrupt it. They corrupt. And that is the truth. You can say, nah, I don't believe you're a fool. There are many. There are many. May Yahweh bless you. Let us stand to our feet. Hallelujah. Yahweh is good, isn't He? I bless Him tonight. I thank Him for calling a wretched thing like me. Not even worth a pile of dung. But I bless Him for that. No, we're not worth anything. Not any of you all. Not worth anything. And when you die, the skin worms are going to eat your maggot body. Just maggots. The worms are going to... There's just no fear of dying. I really don't, because I know it is the ultimate reality of this life. But in that there is a hope of the resurrection. The dead knows nothing. But yet there's a resurrection of the great reward unto those that have died in the hope of Messiah. And that's what I'm going to die in. There's nothing else. I'm not going to get rich. I'm not going to be a Bill Gates. I don't want to be that, because there are woes and death and headaches with that kind of money. I don't want it. I don't. I want His riches. And the riches is His truth. That He open up that book to me that I may understand Scripture. Do you hear that? I want to understand Scripture. Every word of Yahweh is pure. See, every word He speaks is pure. He did not speak in a Greek tongue or a Latin tongue. Nah. May Yahweh bless you. Father, bless your people, I pray. Go with us all. Touch everyone. Give them rest and peace tonight in Messiah's name. Hallelujah. Yahweh bless you.